And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a busy Fisherman's Landing in San Diego here. And we have the CEO of AFCO, Bill Shedd. A rare opportunity for you to talk to one of the main guys in the tackle industry here and a guy that does so much for the fishermen and fishing industry. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be today, man.
Yeah,
I'm
indeed.
Very excited.
Mr. Bill Shedd, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Glad to be here, guys. And thanks for giving me the good seat. I'm looking right out into the water. Love it.
Get to watch the
Royal Star and the Shogun unloading their catch from some pretty phenomenal bluefin tuna that's going on right now, and watch the dolphin going out. And it's a good spot here.
Loving it. Right next to Fisherman's Landing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, indeed. So, AFCO, man, you guys have just taken things to a new level at AFCO.
We really have. We have with clothing, and we're about to a tackle as well. So it's
about to. You already have.
No, we've got some just real exciting things coming, and it's I think more than any other time I've been at AFCO for 45 years, and more than any other time, lots of good things coming in the future, and we've had a good past, but I think we're lined up for a better future here.
Well, of course, clothing, that's all I wear.
Yeah.
I have stuff, right? I mean, it's my everyday wear, and it's so comfortable. I mean, from the sun shirts to the T-shirts to the shorts and the Anhydros. Everything and the Horizon jacket, as Ricky calls it, my normal wear.
Yeah, that's Pete's uniform.
They're all the clothing line. How did you – I mean, AFCO started as a tackle business. Now you're in the clothing business too, right?
We're in the clothing business big time, and started in 1989, made a fishing short, and really we came up with the material for that original fishing short because of a long-range trip that Dad took on the Royal Polaris with Frank. Came back and cleaned a bunch of fish, and we had some sample product, some sample fabric on my desk, three swatches of it, and Dad calls me and says, "Hey, Billy, come down to AFCO. We're going to clean fish today." It was a Saturday. So we set a picnic. That was back before, you know, when you had to clean your own fish. This is back in the day. So we're cleaning all these fish on the table, and there's all this blood and crap on the table. And I'm thinking, hey, I got swatches in there. And the guys say that fish blood won't stain. Fish blood will come out. And so let's find out. I laid it on the table, soaked it in this while we cleaned. And one of them turned out, it all washed out, and that's the same material we use today.
Cool.
This pair of shorts I have on now, same material. Right?
Different material than that one, but very similar.
But on the MO1s.
On the MO1s, mm-hmm.
Same material.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. And it is amazing how blood washes out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's by design, right?
That's by design. Now, specifically, that's one of the main things we were looking for when we designed that original short.
The only problem with an MO1, if you're an AFCO manufacturer, is one pair will last you for about 10 years.
Yes.
So, those things are bomb-proof.
We had a meeting yesterday, our national sales meeting, which we did on Zoom, kind of a different way to do it. But we're making a big guy's line that we were just looking at, new product. Okay. We're going to make an MO1. In a size 56.
Wow.
That's a lot of shorts.
That's a lot of shorts. That's a lot of material.
We'll have, you know, big shirts, big jackets, and a range of guys that we just call the big guys.
What's a big shirt? Like 4X?
Well, no, a 5X, but 5X. It's in a big guy's range. So, you know, a regular, it's way more than twice as big as a regular 3X. It's four or five times. I mean, this stuff is
so
it's
for big guys, you watch out for AFCO. It's coming up soon,
it's
right?
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So let's talk for a minute about the history of AFCO. Of course, your dad, Milt Shedd, and how did it all start?
Well, Dad had an accountant who was the accountant for the Axelson Fishing Tackle Company. And J.C. Axelson, he passed away, and Dad was a fisherman, so he knew of AFCO. And the accountant said, "Geez, we've got this business. We're trying to sell it, and it's called AFCO. You ever heard of it?" He said, "Yeah, geez, I use their roller guides." So that's how he knew about the business. You know, and originally, this is back when Dad was chairman at SeaWorld, and he felt that all of his business dealings, his first responsibility was SeaWorld. So Dad thought, in his prejudiced thinking, he thought that SeaWorld should be in the fishing tackle business. He thought, geez, we have all these people coming to the park that are interested in the ocean, and we'll start with this little tackle business, and we'll build a big tackle business.
Wow.
So he brought it to the other board of directors, and they just laughed at him and said, "Mel, the first time I ever heard you, you know, think with your heart instead of your brain. You're the one that loves to fish. SeaWorld does not need to be in the fishing tackle business, nor want to be."
Yeah.
And really, Dad just felt like they gave him the blessing, "Look, if you want to go buy it, go buy it." So he bought the business in 1973.
Wow, 1973.
And it was teeny. I mean, it was in a 2,400 square foot building. We only used a part of it. I came on board the next year in 1974, and my brother and I were always raised that we wouldn't go to work in a business that Dad was involved with. But Dad ended up having a heart problem. I came to work on short term. And that was
you were in your early late teens, right?
I was just out of college. I was 22.
Yeah. 22.
That was you know what, more than 45 years ago, and I'm still there.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow. And of course, now it's a family tradition at AFCO.
It is. My son's, Casey Shedd, is now the president. His brother Cody is the vice president and CFO. And the boys and their team are really running the business now. So I'm still there 4 days a week and find things to do. But
are you
the truth is they're making the important decisions, and I'm still the CEO and the major owner. But the boys are running the business.
That's
and it's
awesome.
A real thrill to see how well they're doing.
I can imagine. Yeah, you've got such a great team of people there.
Yeah,
I mean the whole Ricky and I were talking about. Matt Q, such a great rep, and grew up with Let's Talk Hookup many years ago, and Matt Florentino doing all the marketing, and, of course, Greg Stotesbury, like the icon of the fishing world from AFCO, retired, but you guys haven't lost too much of a step because you picked up a great guy,
yeah,
Robbie Gant,
right? Yeah,
what a good
call that was.
You know, we have. It's been great for us, great for Robbie. We just had this rep meeting yesterday. Robbie talked a little bit about tackle, and we've really just given him carte blanche. Go develop us a bigger, broader, you know, consumer-focused tackle business. And he's got some really good things in the works. And if we get on the show this time next year, we're going to have some things you're going to say.
Oh,
AFCO's doing that? Really? Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
I asked him before coming down, hey, can I talk about some of these things now? And he says, not yet. So, but it's coming. No, it's a great fit. He's a great guy, and he's highly respected in this industry, and he's fired up about what he's doing. So
exciting.
It's all good.
Smart guy. Well, some of the things that he can't talk about are the current products that are new, and that is the new Cycle Pro fluorocarbons. Really amazing stuff.
It is, and it's catching on. And guys have been asking, gee, we need it in the bigger spools. So we're just actually 2 days ago, we've got bulk spools. We've got 50-yard spools for 12 to 80. And 100-yard spools for 30 to 80.
Oh, no kidding.
And that just arrived actually on Thursday of this week, so it's available.
Wow. Okay.
And in the future here, in the next bit, we'll have wind-on leaders and looking at a number of other things to grow that part of the business.
That part of it.
That's great.
What's so good about Cycle Pro? I know it's manufactured in Japan.
Bottom line is it's made by the premier company in Japan. Now, there's other brands that will say, geez, our brand is the premier brand from Japan. But Greg and my son Casey took a trip over to Sunline in Japan and went out literally and visited the retail tackle stores in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And the upper end, the best considered in Japan fishing line is made by Sunline. Sunline didn't have the exact product that we wanted. Their focus has been more freshwater and lighter line classes. So Greg and Casey got with their chemists, got with their guys in their white lab coats, and said, "Look, here's what we need and want in a fishing line, and we need something that's hard enough that tuna aren't going to chew through it. We need something that you can still tie a knot with it. We need something that you can't see, and you know, it's kind of like cooking. You have a lot of different variables, and we came up with the right combination of variables that we thought was best for." Saltwater fishing, and we think we've got that product, and we know we've got that product because even before bringing it to the market, we've been in business for so long and have so many relationships with the best captains in the world. We have a very extensive pro staff. We had guys, you know, Ricky was out using it before Frank was out. Lots of guys were out using it well before it was on the market, and we already knew coming in that we had the right product. And now that it's out there to the public, it's been proven. So it's if you have the right product, all the rest of it just is pushing water downhill.
People start to use it, and they go, yeah, I mean, you're in the tackle business, Ricky, you know.
It's awesome, and it came at a great time when there was a void, when some other ones went away, and next thing you know, here's this fantastic premium line. And some of the things that are unique about it, where other fluorocarbons, if you really stretch it out, whether that means you caught a really big 200-pounder or you had a great day of yellowtail fish and you had 20 fish, a lot of times your piece of fluorocarbon, as it gets stretched out, will kind of get that milky, hazy look to it, and that's almost a sign, though, that's probably at the end of its life. We had that on our Royal Polaris Let's Talk Hookup trip last year, and that's where I spent the most time really getting to use it under like an extreme condition, you know, fishing a short piece, 6 or 7 foot piece was all that I had on top of my Power Pro. So, I mean, that little 7 feet is taking the brunt of everything. There's no stretch. at the end of every day of pulling really hard and catching all these fish on the rail, it stays crystal, crystal clear.
Really?
It never milks. It never fades. It's got some stretch, and it's crazy strong. Never had a single one chew. I'm a huge fan of it, and that's no blowing smoke because Bill's here. It's because it's really, really good line. We love it.
It's a formulation that we had developed specifically for us, and it's doing what we'd hoped.
It's great.
And then the other thing that's exciting and exciting for us in the tackle business has been knives. I mean, who
knives? Yes.
Knives. That's we thought
those knives are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's actually turned out to be a really solid business. It's turned out to be way bigger than what we thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah. It has. I mean, a Father's Day for gifts, and again, it just boils back to product.
How did you get into the knife business?
You know, we really sat back in one day and thought, look, why can't AFCO make? Why do we have to make such specialized offshore products that not a lot of other people are doing? Why can't we make something that everybody uses?
Right.
Not everybody uses a roller guide. Not everybody uses a uni-butt. Not everybody uses a harness. Everybody uses a belt or a harness. Everybody uses a knife. And
yes.
So we thought, look, let's find out. Look, we learned that we could compete in the mass businesses with the T-shirt business, for example, mm-hmm. with Guy Harvey, and had many years where we sold several million a year for consecutive years, and that's a pretty competitive market.
Yeah.
Why can't we do the same thing in tackle? So let's try knives, and let's just make the best one. Let's find what we think is our best partner. We linked up with Boker, that's a German knife maker that's not the very biggest, but it's one of the very best. They didn't have a tackle partner for knives. They were excited to work with AFCO, and Greg and Steve Behrens, Steve Behrens is still with us now working with Robbie as a outside technical designer.
Oh,
they came up with the needed features, and we've got a knife it's working. And right now we've got an 8-inch, a 10-inch, and a 12-inch. We've got not just plans. Within the next month or so, we'll have a 7-inch. Guys are looking for something to flay calico bass and smaller fish.
Sure.
And then also a 9-inch to fill in the gap.
Nice.
That's cool.
Wow, a fantastic product. And that's the thing about AFCO. And here's the... You look at the entire AFCO staff, is they fish, and they're hardcore fishermen. I mean, you look Dave all the way across the board,
yeah.
From Dave Elm in the shipping department to Matt Florentino in the marketing department to your sons and Robbie Gant, the whole crew. I mean, they're all hardcore fishermen, and they bring this knowledge to the product line, including yourself, right?
In Sherwood, who... as our head graphics designer, he fishes, and if you come on board working at AFCO, I mean, there's so much fish talk in the bullpen. Pretty quick, you want to figure out what it's about. So
yeah,
there's some people now that fish that didn't before they came to work.
That's
with
cool.
us.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing you guys have never been afraid of is putting, you know, AFCO is such a synonymous word with quality in the fishing tackle thing, and it shows in all those stuff. In the knife, it's the highest quality. Basically, I think what I'm trying to say is you've never been afraid of like hitting a price point. You've just always been worried about making the most quality thing. Now, whether that means you have a great jacket that's waterproof that's $100, or you have one that's $400, whatever it is, you guys don't seem to ever worry about, well, we need to hit this target price. Like that comes afterwards. Like, we just want to make the very best thing for this.
That's long been our focus. It's always been. We're not good at, we don't try to figure out how do we look at what somebody else is doing and make it 4 cents cheaper.
Right.
That's just not our focus. It's what's needed out there and how do you make that the very best way possible? The price falls where it falls.
Right.
And that's always been our focus.
Yeah, and if you build the right thing, people know what something is worth, and if you build the best one of it, who cares if it's $5 cheaper or if it's, $10 more? Like, if it's the right one, you're going to buy it every time.
Yeah.
And we're finding that same thing with fishermen, not just in the saltwater world, but in the bass world. And son Casey, who's now president, he's really led us into the bass fishing world. And
is he a bass fisherman?
Yeah, you know what? He is. And as a kid, we lived in Mission Viejo, and
uh-huh.
he had a little plastic boat at Lake Mission Viejo. And my wife, Jill, would drop him off there in the summertime, most every day for a good part of the summer. So he learned to fish bass. But more than that, he's a smart guy and a businessman. He just saw there was a market there and a need. And that's just been phenomenal for us. It's fishermen are fishermen, and they're going to go fish.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter whether it's saltwater or freshwater. and this whole coronavirus thing. I mean, we had some conversation early on, geez, you know, what's going to happen to fishing? And I remember my dad telling me that in the Depression, people went to the movies because, you know, they had to get escape from the challenges, mm-hmm. and they paid a huge fee for the ticket, which was 10 cents.
Wow.
But he says, you know, Billy, 10 cents back then, that was, you know, way too much money to spend at the movies. But the movie theaters had some of their better days in the Depression because people are going to do what they really need and want to do. And if a guy likes to fish, he needs to fish,
yes.
and he's going to go. And that's really proved out. In Minnesota in April, their license sales were up by 40%.
No kidding.
Wow.
And it's
40%.
Yeah, around the country, fishing is, you know, people are going.
Fishing is booming right now.
Yeah, fishing is booming.
Which is great. And certainly a great time. And we haven't even investigated yet all the good things that AFCO gives back to the fishing world, too. And we'll talk a lot about that. But as you can hear, a lot to talk about
with
Mr. Bill Shedd, for sure.
We're going to have a great morning. And we would just love to have you join us this morning. We love your phone calls. So much great stuff to talk about. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Bill Shedd, but also your opportunity at a couple of great prizes. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win one of those beautiful fillet knives that we were talking about there. A brand new AFCO premium fillet knife. This will be the 10-inch version with that Boker 4116 German stainless steel blade. A really cool prize. In addition to that, you're also going to get to try out that brand new AFCO Psycho Pro fluorocarbon, a really cool prize pack for any fisherman. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Bill, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Going to be a very busy morning again. If you want to get through, have your chance to talk to Bill, 833-288-0973.
Hey, look who's on the line. It's our eye in the sky, the SAC spotter plane pilot extraordinaire, Mr. Tom Green. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Hey, good morning, Billy.
Hey, Tommy Green. Good to hear from you. I remember back in the day when you were flying for my dad on finding swordfish for him.
I was just going to tell you, I could tell you hours and hours of stories about your dad. Nobody.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody. Some of them you don't want to tell on the radio. But
Oh, no, they're all good. No, they're all good. But I'll tell you what, nobody loved fishing more than your dad. Your dad was, whoever, you can take the guy that you know that loves fishing and multiply it by 10, and that was your dad.
Yeah.
And I got to witness it. I'll never forget. '74, we were doing tagging for swordfish down in out of Cabo. And during the day, he would ride with me, and we'd always bet on who was going to see the most fish. And, of course, I won. But then in the evening, he would always get all the money back playing cribbage.
No doubt. I remember being out in the boat with him once, and you were flying for him, and you dropped something in the water for him. It was in a plastic bag, and it was the morning copy of the L.A. Times.
Oh, no. I was a delivery boy. That's for sure. No, that was hilarious. It was always great times with Milt. It was amazing. But anyway, hey, listen, you guys. I've had reports. No, I didn't see it, but I had reports of bluefin being caught up by Catalina, and I was off Geronimo yesterday, and there's fish from Geronimo Island all the way to Catalina, and you know, it's again. I mean, I know you guys get tired of hearing it, maybe not, but it's all different year classes. There's even a sprinkle of the yellowfin down below. And, of course, all the big fish down there below Coronado Islands and outside there by the 390, there was good areas of fish. But this year just, to me, looks like it's going to be a super banner year.
Oh, that's music to our ears, Tom.
Wow.
It already is. I mean, the boats are just killing it right now. I mean, this week is just, it has been lit on fire.
Oh, it's truly, truly been amazing. And there's just a lot more to come. I mean, my gosh, we're not even into July yet. You know, in years past, we'd never even start fishing much before July for the tuna. When I was fishing for the Stainers out of San Pedro, that was always the beginning. And my goodness, it's just been terrific.
So, Tom, what were some of the highlights? I know you were flying in the air yesterday and the day before. What were some of the highlights you saw?
Well, I mean, there's, again, out there by the 390, they're just big school after big school of those 80 to 120-pound fish. And then down below the Coronados, probably 45 miles. And last week, they were huge schools of this big fish. Now, yesterday, all I was seeing was just small spots, but, God, they were big fish. They were 150 up. Pounders, you know, it's amazing. And then you get down there at the lower 500. I was seeing scattered jumpers all around there. Then you get on down by Colinette and saw a beautiful area, that smaller bluefin, 20-25 pound bluefin down there. And then pushed it on down to Geronimo Island. And again, we're seeing scattered jumpers everywhere. I mean, and like I say, when I'm fishing commercial and I see scattered jumpers everywhere and bird life, we start licking our chops. So it's coming. It's going to be here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tommy, you'll be interested in this, Tommy, that the CCA California has been working with Barbara Block to try to tag the bigger fish with satellite tags to prove that they spawn at an older age than what they currently think. And we've currently got...
Oh, yeah, no, I've done a lot of work with Barbara, and I know she's working with you guys now on the tagging program, but I've worked years past. Yeah, she's quite knowledgeable about that, and she does. She really wants to, you know, find out the real deal, you know.
We've got a program set up for August 18th to the 23rd, and I just want to put this out on the air. We're looking for a host boat to host Barbara and her team. If you've got a boat with a tuna door and you want to spend a week on it with the most knowledgeable person in the world on bluefin tuna,
wow,
that's Barbara Block.
Oh, how cool.
Give me a call at AFCO because we're looking for a boat that can host this. Then we get about a dozen other key boats that are out catching bluefin, trying to get the over 200 class, get a satellite tag in it. So if you're out there with a boat that has a tuna door in it that you can pull the fish up onto the deck, other boats will catch them. We'll throw them a tennis ball, change the fish to the line on the catch on the science boat, and bring it onto that science boat, and then watch Barb and her team go through blood samples and attaching tags, and it's a fantastic thing to see. So if you got a boat like that and you want to help, call me at AFCO.
Oh,
how
wow.
Cool.
That's cool. What an opportunity. And maybe we can get Tom in the air to help you spot him.
Tommy, that would be a huge help, my friend.
Okay, well, all you got to do is have Barbara get a hold of me. Tell her to pull out her checkbook for a change.
good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Tom Green, our eye in the sky with the SAC spotter plane pilot, thanks a lot for finding the fish for us, Tom, and we'll talk to you next week.
You the man, Tom.
You bet. Later.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Hey, speaking of fish, there is a serious threat to our future of fishing right now, and it's called AB 3030. I know we've talked a lot about it on Let's Talk Hookup. You have been doing, like you always do, Bill, endless work with CCA California and such on this dangerous, dangerous bill. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you. This is you're not going to hear anything on this show more important today than the need for anglers to learn about and get involved with AB 3030. It has a chance to be a real nightmare for our fishing. If we thought the MLPA process was bad, here we go again on steroids. What AB 3030 is, it's an effort by the worldwide environmental community to protect 30% of all land on Earth, 30% of all water, and 30% of both freshwater and saltwater. Wow. Now, as anglers, we are totally for protecting and conserving.
Yes.
In fact, anglers, we're the original conservationists. But the challenge gets to be their definition of protection and our definition of protection is different. We look at protection as including license sales and limits and things like
and methods of take,
how we can fish and gear restrictions and all those things. They're much more narrow focus. So protection means keep people out.
Yeah.
And
keep people out of land and water, and you know that includes freshwater too, right?
It includes freshwater. And so what we've suggested some amendments. Mark Grelnick is sort of leading the effort for CCA. Mark is the attorney for the ASA, the American Sport Fishing Association. He's the new chairman of the Pacific Marine Fisheries Commission. He's the CCA chairman of our government relations committee. And so we've come up with amendments that he's talking with them about to try to define protection and to also to acknowledge that the sky is not falling, that California has some of the very best protections already in the world.
Sure.
And so let's be rational about what we do, and let's environmental community, let's figure out how to work with the sport fishing community on what really is best for the ocean. But bottom line is, if you're an angler and you want to continue to fish in the ocean, if this legislation goes through as currently written, and then if it's implemented the way that the sponsors of this bill want to implement it, you're going to see I term this as MLPA 2.0.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, like
you thought MLP is bad, this is way worse.
Here we go on a lot bigger platform. I say that in part because the Weiss Foundation has contributed literally $1 billion.
A billion.
A billion with a B, not just for California, not just for the United States, but for the whole world to develop this concept.
Wow.
And what really should be happening is the environmental community should be working with responsible users of the resource,
yes,
like the anglers, on how best to accomplish. The goals are great, and it sounds good. In fact, it is good, the goals, but how it's implemented can be very, very harmful, not just to people's lives and fishermen, but to the resource itself.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
CCA, in CCA California, CCA is leading the effort here in California with the fishing community, with the anglers. The ASA is leading the effort from the industry standpoint, and we're all working together. And so CCA has set up really three goals. The first goal was to raise money so that that we could hire the right lobbyist in Sacramento. We've been working on that. Dave Pfeiffer and I have put together a plan to contact manufacturers and brands, and we've gotten contributions, and I mean, you know, from $5,000 to $10,000 contributions from Shimano and AFCO and Yamaha, from Bass Pro Shops, from Don Coffee Group, who is Shimano's rep group, from Accurate Reels, from Daiwa. Sims is going to contribute. We don't know the amount yet. Master Fishing Rods is on there. Trojan Accountancy. Don Trojan is the vice president. He's the CFO of CCA. And then several individuals have contributed $5,000.
And on the line right now, we have another guy that's really helped us out, Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Good morning, Ken.
Yeah, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Morning, Ken. Hey, I'm glad you called. Good timing. I mean, you guys have been a huge help here with this effort on AB 3030, and your relationships with senators and with the state government is really been helpful in working with Wayne, who's really directing our efforts at CCA down here. And so thank you for all you're doing.
We appreciate that. And for the listeners, what Bill just said is absolutely incredibly accurate. This is the biggest threat to sport fishing that I can ever recall. It is way beyond the MPAs and the MLPA process. And that's the way we're categorizing it as we're working. We've got Port of San Diego, the Navy, there's a lot of groups. Everybody's rallying the cry. And we're going to be sending over a check to you, Bill, at CCA for $5,000, also from SAC, to come help.
Oh, wow.
Part of those costs.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So this is all money from the sport fishing boats throughout California, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's and we haven't had any dues come in 5 months. But this was so important. This is critical. So we've got a lobbyist that we've already hired, and as well as we're helping support the one that CCA has hired, and CCA has done an excellent job in helping get things coordinated and going. And also, I want to mention Wayne stepped in and helped us when we were taking the efforts to reopen sport fishing and helped testify with me at our County Board of Supervisors. So CCA, if you are not a member of an organization, you should be member of CCA, because SAC, we cover the commercial vessels, but for the private recreational fishermen, SAC is CCA is the go-to place to go for sure.
Yeah, well said.
Well said. Thank you, Ken. Yeah, it's this is not going to get resolved by just CCA and SAC and ASA and a handful of companies. What's going to have to happen here, there's 1.6 million fishermen in the state of California. And the reality is that anglers in this state are either going to realize that they do want to be able to fish in the future and have their kids and grandkids fish in the future, and they're going to step up and get involved this time, or we're not going to win this thing. So I just want to encourage the listeners that don't take this as, wow, this is great. These companies have contributed some money, so they've got a lobbyist. You know, SAC and ASA and CCA and even NMMA, the Marine Manufacturers Association, and even the Port of San Diego, and the ag community that doesn't want to see land taken away.
Yeah, sure.
And the home building community. There's all these entities that are working on this. The reality is that the state senators have got to hear from people. And the people they're going to hear from in numbers is going to have to be fishermen. There's 1.6 million of us. So if you're sitting listening to this thinking, oh, man, this is great, I've got guys working on this. No, you really got to ask yourself what it is that you can do. And call in, ask me what if you want to know. If you don't know what to do, call and ask. I'm happy to tell you.
All right. Very good. Hey, Ken, thank you for the contribution. Thanks for all your hard work. And it's so great to see all these sport fishing boats empty docks down here at the San Diego Landings and up and down the coast. And we sure appreciate your efforts in making that happen.
You bet. Take care, guys. It was good talking to you, Bill.
Bye. All right. Thanks, Ken. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, speaking of callers, let's go ahead and jump into the phones,
right? You got it, buddy. Well, the phones are packed up. If you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's start the phones this morning with John, who's calling us from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. What such a great show. Bill, I really love the AFCO pullover shirt, long sleeve. I wear it everywhere I go, and people love it. At my work, you know how we have to wear a mask. That's perfect. It's a fishing shirt, and everybody knows me as a fisherman. Thank you.
thank you, John. No, it's definitely an identifier.
It totally is.
You wear an AFCO shirt, and they're not looking at you as a golfer or a painter. They're looking at you as a fisherman.
A fisherman, yeah, for sure. And the AFCO mask is like the standard fare for a lot of people, not just fishermen, too, right?
But that's been the fun, like, identifier of this whole craziness thing that we're in when everybody's wearing a mask at the grocery store and you know, you see half the people have their, you know, whatever mask of choice, and then you can spot the fisherman a mile away. He's got his AFCO sun mask or they're over, like, you know, there's a bunch of people with a paper mask on, and then there's two guys walking down the aisle with, you know, striped marlin on their on their sunshield.
You know, and with that mask, we've actually we've gotten out over 70,000 of them. We sold 30,000 of them in the last couple of months, and we have this program, you know, buy one and give one.
Yeah.
So we've given away more than we sold.
That's amazing.
In part because some of the facilities that we've given it to, they want to use just a conventional mask, so we give them those which are cheaper, so we can give them two. But we've given away a whole lot of regular AFCO masks to hospitals and sheriff's office and firemen and those kind of folks. It's been a fun program.
And then also you supply them to the sport fishing boats too. I know you've given a lot to the boats just to make sure people are wearing them.
Yeah, we have. That's part of the giveaway deal.
One of the many things that AFCO does to give back to. It's pretty.
That's
you
awesome.
Guys are pretty amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, you want to get through? Here's your chance. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win that AFCO Premium 10-inch Boker Filet Knife, which is just an amazing knife, courtesy AFCO, and then a spool of the Psycho Pro. Ricky says 40 pounds, the hot ticket. So
for right now, yeah.
That, 40 pounds.
I think that's just the perfect thing with all that. You know, I mean, honestly, right now, it's such a hard thing. You know, we have it in the tackle store all the time. A guy coming, well, what do I need for tomorrow? And, you know, you heard Tom talk about it. And on the same trip, you could likely be fishing 20 to 40-pound yellowfin or bluefin, or those 70 to 90 pound bluefin, or the 125s to 150s, or a 250 pounder. And every single trip that goes every single day has an equal opportunity to get into any of the above.
Yes.
But I think always right now a 40 to 60 pound two speed outfit will be your kind of bread and butter, and I love that 40 pound Psycho Pro.
That's good stuff for sure. Hey, speaking of trips, you know, we have our Let's Talk Hookup Gamakatsu sponsored day and a half trip on the Searcher on July the 7th, 7th through the 9th. It leaves in the afternoon, fish all day the next day, and come back the next morning, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. You'll be back early in the morning on the 9th, and it's got a light load. They went out, Searcher had a day and a half this week, and they had 11 people on the boat.
Jeez.
They had 13 over 100.
And then
assorted other fish.
Oh, my
God. So, give you an example of how good the fishing is right now on those day and a half trips, and how much Mike and Art are on those fish right now. You want to get on the Searcher. Jump on that trip. We're going to have Gamakatsu hooks for everybody. Lots of great giveaways just for being on the trip. So if you want to go, Searcher Sport Fishing, day and a half trip.
super, you know, all the meals are included, you know, stateroom accommodations, all totally safe. They're doing all the things to keep people safe on the boat. Check searchersportfishing.com and sign up for that trip online, or just give them a call in the office and they'll set you up.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports, phone calls, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
It's time to talk about Great here from Shimano. And, you know, all this, you know, we're just talking about that great catch on the Searcher and a lot of the boats getting on the Bluefin. The reel of choice is what?
Oh, I mean, if you're getting to walk into the shop and buy the perfect reel for catching a bluefin tuna, it's Shimano Talica.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no, there's never been a reel made that's stronger, has more power, still fits in your hand and casts a bait, and just does an overall good job on a big pulling fish like a tuna than Shimano Talica,
yeah,
period.
No doubt about it. And here's the crazy thing. You can use a reel as small as a Talica 12 or Talica 16 and catch a 100-pound tuna on that reel because it has the power, it has the drag system, and the smoothness.
You're dead on, and that's the thing. Like we just talked about before we went into the break, the size of class, the fish that you're going to be catching is slightly unknown right now, so having a reel that is still going to get the job done if you hook the wrong fish at the right time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Talica is going to do for you.
That is it. And all the way up to the big, the beast, the 50,
oh, yeah,
which is if you get a big one on, you're going to just wrench them to the boat. Get it at your local Shimano dealer. It's the Talica line of reels. Nothing better.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedules, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show, great times this morning, man. This is going by fast.
Yeah, it is. Bill Shedd, the CEO of AFCO, and legendary guy, through legendary people through in the industry. I mean, I love the talk of Tom Green talking about your dad.
I was thinking the exact same thing just before
I came
to the show.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Tommy is about as hardcore as they get.
Yeah.
And a guy that's been around for a long time and knows, and you talk to some of these old-timers, and I've heard that said about Dad by guys who love to fish, their whole life is fishing, and they say, wow, I've just never met anybody that just loved to fish like he did.
And the other thing, too, I heard about Milt, the stories, and, of course, it was such a joy knowing him, too, the competitiveness that he was. It didn't matter whether it was on the cribbage board or at the rail. The guy was super competitive, right?
Absolutely. With everything.
Yeah.
With everything.
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
I loved that, Tom, saying, you know, every single day we would bet on who's going to see more. I guarantee I'm going to get you today. But you might have got me 10 times in a row, but number 11's coming up me, man. I guarantee I got you today.
Yeah, with everything. With catch and bait. The first guy out, the last guy to go to bed.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, we'd go over to Kellyn Island, and this is back in the day before, I think he built the first home bait receiver out of inner tubes from the car, my sister's hula hoop to keep it round, and then a plate at the bottom. So he in 1952, he was one of the very first guys to use live bait to catch marlin. Well, now he had to figure out a way to keep them alive. Well, so he really appreciated the need for bait. We were over fishing sea bass, and we had two of these homemade receivers filled up. And I'm going, Dad, when are we going to stop catching bait and fish? And we were having sport boats, and we were on this little Owens sport boats, four times the size, that were just loading up bait.
Wow.
And I said, Dad, when are we going to fish? Why are we doing this? He says, Billy, someday we may need bait.
That's classic. And it's true, right?
True. Cool.
Yeah,
true.
And there probably were days like that.
There were days.
Yeah. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick, and good morning, Bill. Bill,
how are you,
I'm jumping up and down. I am jumping up and down. I'm running around the house, yelling and screaming. Jenny said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Bill's going to put in a line of big clothing."
Bart, you're going to be first in line here, my friend. You've been on me and us for a long time, and we finally listened. So we're gonna have stuff that you cannot wear.
It is, you know,
it's too big for you. It's, we're going to make everything that's needed.
I think I'm probably the only guy in the industry that made an appointment with Bill and showed up at the office and then took my clothes off so that the designers could come in and see what I'm talking about with the shirt.
That's a little scary.
It was. I'll tell you. It was, yeah. But I buy sometimes two of them now in the styles I like that don't fit, and I have a panel put in the side, and nobody knows anything. Oh, this is great, you know, it's wonderful.
Bart, you're not going to have to put panels in anymore.
There you go.
Well, great. I love it. Everything about AFCO is special, from the whole family thing, and your boys and your wife and your girls, and the whole thing is very, 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 very special.
Thanks, Bart. Hey, I want to say just thank you to you, and I think it gives me an opportunity for the listeners back to AB 3030. You know, what can people do to help with that? Everybody has their own unique way that they can help, and what Bart's done, a number of things, but one of the things that he's done, he's introduced us to the PR firm that handles their Fed Hall shows. And so that PR firm is helping CCA and this conglomeration to figure out how to get the word out to not just the sport fishing community, but people outside the sport fishing community. And we're setting up editorial review boards and a number of things, but it's in large part because, you know, Bart's scratching his head thinking, what can I do to help? Well, geez, I've got this PR firm. I'm going to put them in touch with CCA and ask them to help. So thank you for that, Bart. And for those that are listening, there's some unique creative thing that you can do. I guarantee it. You just got to scratch your head a bit and figure it out.
And that's the thing, too, is I know a lot of our listeners probably have special skills. Are they in the business of doing things that may be able to help this effort? This is when we need you, boys and girls. This is the time when we really need to do something and put your expertises and your professionalism forward to help defeat this very, very dangerous bill.
And your relationships. Maybe most importantly, your relationships. So this goes to the Senate starting July 13th.
Yeah, maybe you know a senator. Maybe you know a representative. Maybe you're good buddies with them.
You do, and you don't know you do, because you know that senator through a fishing friend, through a neighbor, through a wife, through an ex-college buddy who knows that person extremely well. And I guarantee you, you know, the key to this thing right now is to kill it in the Senate.
Yep.
And so the key there is to get the senators, and especially to get to the about eight key senators, which we've identified.
Yeah.
So
right now it's a steamroller. Right now it's going. It's already passed two houses, right?
It's passed two committees. It's passed the full assembly, and now it's going to the Senate.
Oh boy. So that's how dangerous this is,
and how fast it's moved. So yeah. You know, back to, I guarantee there's somebody on this listening to this radio right now. You might not even know it, but you have a connection to a key relationship, and that's really the key to CCA is that it brings people in and finds relationships.
But the other thing is, Bill, you know, we can't depend on the same people, Shimano and AFCO and Okuma and contributing money and keeping us afloat. We need to have, we're up against $1 billion. Every angler in California needs to get involved, needs to be a part of CC. Or if you don't want to be a part, send us $20, send us $50, send us $100. We need money. We need the lobbyists. We need the staff. If we don't, we're not going to fish. In the MPA, 60% of the ocean in California was restricted, but it represented almost 40% of the fishable water.
Right.
If they get this 30%, it's going to represent nearly every spot you want to fish. And eventually the goal is 50%. This is a big deal. And if you're just sitting there going, oh, yeah, somebody else is going to take care of it, it's not going to happen. We need to all get involved. And if you don't get off this radio show today and do something in your relationship or send some money, then shame on you. Sorry.
Thanks, Bart. That's dead on. Yeah. That's dead on. Thank you.
Thank you, Bart. Need everybody out there. Hey, Bart, thank you very much. Appreciate the call this morning, and I can't wait to see you in your new clothing.
Oh,
you
too.
Yeah. Just keep it on for us, okay?
Wait. One more thing. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Jimmy wanted me to say that we met Bill's college roommate, and I just want you to be nice to Bill or he'll make you disappear. Okay, you can talk about that. Okay.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the phone call this morning. All right. That's Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Chris? Chris is calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. I'm about one caller short. But Fred's right. We got to get involved in this, and I didn't know how important it was. So on a website, what website do we get information to contact these senators and stuff? And then I'll talk about my question on your gear after that.
So go to ccacalifornia.org, and CCA's got a whole multifaceted campaign. There's a number of things that you can do. There's
writing emails.
There's a petition to sign. Yeah. There's a formal thing called Voter Voice, which is a program that allows you to easily connect with your state senator. It's, you know, $5,000, $5,500 it costs to put that in place. CCA National provided that for us.
Nice.
CCA National has been a huge help in a lot of ways. But the money that we've raised so far is going to pay for our lobbyists, but that's only a piece of it, of the dollars that we need. So we need, for example, CCA National can help us put together a targeted Facebook campaign that targets in the districts of the key centers we're trying to get to. But those ads you got to buy. That takes dollars.
Yeah.
So whether or not we're going to be able to do that is dependent on what additional money we receive. So go to ccacalifornia.org, and there's some information up now. There'll be a whole lot more in this next week. This thing just was sprung on us.
Just happened.
Yeah. It just happened. Just, you know, a month ago, we didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really passed through the assembly under the cover of COVID, where you don't have you have different rules as far as you don't have public meetings and
that's how tricky these people are. That's the thing, is this shows you how tricky and how underhanded the people that we're dealing with are.
It got through the first committee meeting with no opposition from the sports fishing community. We knew nothing about it.
We didn't know it existed.
We didn't know it existed.
Yeah. So now we do.
Now let's get on it. There it is.
Yeah. And you had a tackle question, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I was going to call up before anybody else, but I guess Bar got to it. This big boy stuff, I need it. I'm sorry, I'm not a skinny Winnie like a lot of you guys. I love this stuff with the captain's lounge shirts and the side casters, but it's not going to fit me. And when you do make them, remember, we ride up higher in the front as big boys. We got a package up here, so the front's got to be a little bit longer than the back of the shirt, okay?
Gotcha. We actually went out and found a there's actually fit models. Maybe there's a job for you.
There you go. A little side biz.
That is specifically for big guys. And it's at our sales meeting yesterday, they talked specifically about how you've got to make and cut these shirts different for the these 4X and 5X sizes than what you do for a smaller guy. So, yeah, we're on it.
Awesome.
You're going to be hooked up, Chris.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Don Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Don.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Don.
First of all, I got to say that you're lucky Ken Frankie called in. He's been in the hospital all week, so he just got home last night, so that was a surprise to me he was going to be on the call. But you're so right on this whole proposition on 3030. Being with the console process and following it as close as we were, we didn't know anything about it, and it's really embarrassing because Oceana, the Audubon Society, and those people we deal with every day, they didn't really know anything about it. It's a terrestrial grab right now, as you well know, and there's absolutely no opposition to it. So, no wonder nobody complained. Nobody know about it.
Yeah, no, that's
a dangerous deal.
Exactly what's happened.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Don, thanks for all your efforts, and I know you guys at Dana Wharf there are doing a fantastic job. How's it feel to get the boats back out?
It feels fantastic to get the boats back out, but that's another thing I was telling Bill, that I got a wind of a letter yesterday, or saw an email that's going out to all the landings from somebody that works at my office. I think her name is Donna, but anyway, she's hit them up. She hit me up for $5,000, Bill, so here it comes.
Atta girl, Donna, I know you're listening. Thank you.
That's cool.
Well, I tried that's to cool. get away from it, but I didn't quite make it. But,
yeah, she was able to pin you down.
On, Bill, really quick, with the lobbyist part there, that there's stuff going on in Morro Bay that on wind power that nobody really knows about, but it's happening, and there's aquaculture problems. The fishing game kicked it down the road for 6 more months. There's a lot of things going on that nobody has time to look at, but a lobbyist does, and we need one full time. So,
for sure, absolutely. Before you get off, I know I've personally thanked you, but I want to publicly thank you for not thank you, but congratulate you for winning the CCA California Anthony Shea Conservation Award
yes.
for 2020. Richly deserved, and congratulations.
For sure. Yeah,
thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate the honor. Appreciate
no
it.
One that's more cool. deserving yeah. than Don Hansen. That's Don, right. congratulations. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another hour, your phone calls, catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hello, this is Bill Varney from CCA California with a warning to all California anglers. Assembly Bill 3030 is here. AB 3030 proposes to conserve at least 30% of California's water and land by 2030. To date, California has already restricted or placed off limits nearly 40% of the fishable coast. With a current network of more than 145 marine protected areas, California is already recognized as a world leader in marine conservation. The state legislature is working quickly to make these possible closures a reality, with no input from anglers. Are you going to let them take your fishing away again? It's time to join CCA if you're not already a member, and stand up for your right to fish. Taking steps to help is easy. Join CCA if you're not already a member. Donate to CCA to fund the fight. Volunteer with CCA to join our army to help stand up for anglers and our right to fish. You'll find more information and a link to join at ccacalifornia.org.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to.
got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.